Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to the Hagman Report for a very special edition of the Hagman Report. Going to get right into it because we have a very special guest. This guy gets around. I'm going to tell you right now, I've been following him around very secretly. Well, you know what I do, 35 years, investigator, right? So got to keep people under surveillance. I've been following this guy around. I've been doing what he does. So I went into a store in Western New York, and I was watching him, and I saw him buy Sharpies and some things. So I started buying all kinds of stuff that, you know, DayQuil and just stuff to make me feel better. But then I realized that he was buying DayQuil. I'm buying NyQuil and night shift medicine. No wonder I can't keep up with him. But hey, I'm trying. Of course, then we get into the heavy stuff. This is the stuff you got to, you know, show your ID for. I'm just joking around, but Clay Clark, time to freeamerica.com. A guy, seriously, a guy that is changing the hearts and minds of many people all over our country. Let's get right with Clay. Clay, how are you, sir?
Brother, I'm fired up, but I just want people to understand my role, I think, during this window of time is to help provide a platform for patriots that are trying to share the truth. You know, you have doctors, lawyers, attorneys, soccer moms that feel like they don't have an ability to share the truth of the actual depravity happening, the corruption within the medical industry, within the schools. And so we do these Reawaken America Tour events, and hopefully we help get the message out. And what I'm finding now is more and more people are telling me, they're saying, you know, I had no idea about the Great Reset before I saw you guys in Oregon, and now I'm following it, you know? And so you're seeing that. And to my right, this is Dr. Jim Meehan, who was a voice in the wilderness in Tulsa for at least a decade and a half, one of the only doctors in Oklahoma willing to talk about the corruption of Fauci and the CDC and Bill Gates and the World Health Organization 2 decades before it was cool. And so I'm honored to have Dr. Jim Meehan with us here today as well.
And he's from Tulsa, and you're going to be going there on the 1st and 2nd of September, right? That's where you're going to be.
If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, the upcoming events that we have that I'm aware of, and I say that I'm aware of because I never know where they're going. I talked to General Flynn, and he said, hey, you know, Eric and I would like to take the tour to, and he inserts the name of a town. And I go, okay, that's where we're going to go. So right now I know that we're going to the Washington-Idaho border on September 16th. And 17th, that's September 16th and 17th. And then we're going to Mannheim, Pennsylvania on October 21st and 22nd. And because we allow people to name their price, it was a lot of fun this week. The mainstream media, a lot of them tried to catch us. They tried to do investigative journalism. And so they called and they bought tickets. And the ticket seller said, well, what would you like to pay for your ticket? They're like, well, yeah, but what's the catch? And they're like, you can name your price. Well, then we figured out who they were, because when they showed up at the event, you have to bring your ID to get in. And I saw them in the system as not only a media member, but also as a ticket buyer. And one of the reporters said, sure enough, man, I didn't recognize you could actually let people name your price. I thought that was some sort of scam. So again, I mean, anybody out there, if you're listening, you can attend these events and you'll see Dr. Jim Meehan, Dr. Tenpenny, Eric Trump. We've had Bobby Kennedy Jr. We've had Jim Caviezel. We've had, Dr. Meehan, we've had a lot of your peers on the tour.
You know, so many great people presenting such a great message that is just opening up the minds of the people and realizing that we're just under attack, that we've lost control of our country. We got to reclaim it. The people need to express their power.
Amen, brother. Amen. And doctor, you've done a great job with treating people with the coof, I guess. You've done a fantastic job. I've been hearing all sorts of good things about you. I think I saw you on InfoWars, or the hosting the fourth hour, maybe, or maybe I.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
With Clay, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I did a good job. I just did my job, and that's what we should all. You know, I honored my oath. I took an oath to do no harm. I saw what the CDC, you know, what Fauci was talking about was causing harm. It was anti-science nonsense. And so I just rose, did my job, said, you know, we always treat early preventatively. I did the science. I'm a former medical journalist. So I used to be an editor of a medical journal. I know how to read the science, just read the science, prolific amounts of science on the benefits of some of these repurposed drugs, fluvoxamine, budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. When you put these things together with vitamin D, C, zinc, quercetin, you save lives, Doug. You save many lives. We got the opportunity and the blessing to be able to save the lives of about 10,000 people right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and across the United States. I'm licensed in about 29 states.
Doug, I wanted to point something out. I wanted to give you really good information today, something. And I also wanted to give you really something that's going to blow your mind with absolute negativity. So I want to give you the sandwich. Do you want the negative first or the positive first, Doug?
Like I tell my wife, give me the bad news first.
Okay. So the bad news is Biden did sign Executive Order 14067 on March 9th of 2022. And I don't expect everybody to have read this, but I'm going to expect you to read this now moving forward. Everybody out there who cares about your country, you'll go to timetofreeamerica.com and there's a button right there. You can click on the button. You'll see money burning. It says the truth. The button is an icon of money burning. It says the truth about Executive Order 14067 and central bank digital currencies. And because most people have not read this document, I'm going to play for you a brief summary. And the person speaking here is Jim Rickards. And you might say, who's Jim Rickards? If you've ever watched Fox News, some of their financial reports, if you've ever watched mainstream media, a lot of times they'll bring in Jim Rickards. He's an attorney. And his just look him up there and you'll be able to see his background. It's Jim Rickards. But regardless of his background, this is just a brief 1 minute explanation of what is going to happen starting on December 13th of 2022. And nothing can stop it unless there is some sort of intervention of a supernatural sort at this point. So here we go.
There's an urgent situation unfolding in America, and today I'll unveil all the unnerving details. So let's get started with a critical question. Where were you on March 9th, 2022, when President Biden signed the death warrant on American freedom? On that day, in hushed ceremony at the White House, without the approval of Congress, the states, or the American people, Biden signed into law Executive Order 14067. Buried in his order are a few paragraphs titled Section 4. The language in Section 4 makes Order 14067 the most treacherous act by a sitting president in the history of our republic, because Section 4 sets the stage for legal government surveillance of all U.S. citizens, total control over your bank accounts and purchases, and the ability to silence all dissenting voices for good. In this new war on freedom, the Dems aren't coming for your guns. No, they're thinking much bigger than that. They're coming for your money. And it's already started. Hi, my name is Jim Rickards. I'm a former advisor to the Pentagon, the White House, Congress, the CIA, and the Department of Defense. I'm also an attorney, investment banker, and author of 7 books on currencies and international economics. When places like Fox, CNBC, or Bloomberg want to know what's about to shake up the global economy, they call me. Most of all, like you, I'm a proud American patriot. The disturbing predictions you're about to see are based on my independent research and my contacts in the intelligence community. I've never made this kind of public announcement before, but it's my duty to pull the alarm. This is.
And so you say, what? Now, this is one more just audio clip here. This is Yuval Noah Harari.
The nature of money is going to change quite dramatically. The old systems of trust and of ownership we'll have to adapt radically.
Okay, so what's happening? This is Yuval Noah Harari, top advisor for Obama. He's praised by Obama, Gates, Zuckerberg, top advisor for Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. He's saying the nature of money is going to change. Well, specifically, to put some meat on the bone there, is Biden signed Executive Order 14067, which makes it where your money is awarded to you. You're allowed to use it based upon your adherence to their recommendations, their way. So your money is programmable. So I guess a good example would be if you and I went to the store today and we went to buy some avocados, but before we bought those avocados, we posted that we like Eric Trump. This might happen. So listen, this is Joe Rogan interviewing an investigative journalist explaining the same thing, but again, from a different perspective. I just want people to understand this idea.
Do you feel like you're sounding the alarm?
Yes.
For people that don't understand what the f*** is going on.
So here, I've pulled it up for you here, yeah? So there's the video.
Yeah.
I don't know if your camera can see that, but
No.
There's the video. There's him speaking about it.
The G7 is launching a set of public policy principles.
This is Rishi Sunak, Chancellor, member of the Parliament for the United Kingdom, again, talking about the new these new currencies that are coming out. These are central bank digital currencies.
For retail, central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Central bank digital currencies could be a digital version of money, a bit like a digital banknote that could be used alongside physical notes and coins. Unlike most of the digital money people use daily today, it would be issued directly by a central bank, like the Bank of England in the UK.
Right, so that's the guy who runs our economy in the UK. His name's the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And here is the article. Bank of England tells ministers to intervene on digital currency programming. Yeah. And here's a quote from the article. This is in the Telegraph, the one he pulled up, but it was behind a paywall. So I'll just read the quote. Digital cash could be programmed to ensure it is only spent on essentials or goods which an employer or government deems to be sensible.
Holy. So that's what that means. Okay. So you basically are allowed to spend money. Use your hard-earned money based upon what the government allows you to spend money on. So if you want to buy gas, they go, boop, sorry, you hit your gas allotment for the month. You say, I want to buy chicken, they go, boop, you've hit your allotment. Hey, I want to buy a TV. Sorry, you have too many of those. I want to travel. Boop, nope, sorry, you posted that on social media. You can't do that. So that's what's happening, and that would be the negative part. But I do have good news.
I can't wait for that.
Thank God, because this is depressing.
Well, the good news is I got two pieces of good news, okay? One is Dr. Meehan over here. If you go to MeehanMD.com, MeehanMD.com, Meehan and thousands of other doctors like him are boldly rising up. He was one of the first ones to rise up, and I am seeing that courage is very contagious. And I mean this, Dr. Meehan's treated over 10,000 patients with zero deaths. That's a low number. So if you go to MeehanMD.com, you're going to find doctors like Meehan all over the country, but I just recommend him because he's right here in Tulsa. I know him. He treats patients all over the country, and he's also got an upcoming seminar to teach you kind of how to get prepared. He can tell you more about that, but that's MeehanMD.com. The second is on December 25th, 1776, when Washington crossed the Delaware, it was Christmas, and my understanding is it was cold. The water was raging, and you know, a lot of the guys were, you know, their shoes were beaten up, their clothing was tattered. They were in the snow, ice, frigid waters, and the statistical probability of them actually successfully crossing the Delaware and winning would be improbable. They needed fog and a lot of God. Mm-hmm. A lot of fog. They said, guys, we need some fog and we need some God. Now, so at the Reawakened American Tour of Batavia, I felt that we as a body needed to pray for the Trumps. Obviously, the Trumps were just raided. Their home was raided in Mar-a-Lago by the FBI. And I thought, let's bring out Amanda Grace to pray. And I want people to hear this audio. As Amanda Grace and about 3,000 people began to pray for Eric Trump, a bald eagle showed up. Mm-hmm. And the people who live in Batavia say, we never see bald eagles in Batavia.
Yeah.
And this bald eagle shows up and it starts flying around the tent and circling the exact location. So I just want people to listen to this real quick. And again, I just put this out on Rumble like 15 minutes ago. So no one's seen this. If you go to the rumble.com and you search for Thrive Time Show, you can see this. But watch this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is a miracle.
The bald eagle flying over the Reawakening.
God showed up.
Yeah. Oh, God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, we come before you. We humble ourselves before you today, Lord. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your name. You are far above every power, principality, and might, Father. We acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to the earth in the form of a man, that he was the Word, became flesh, dwelt among us, died at Calvary, and purchased us back to you that day. And a great victory was had. We praise we rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, and he's ruling and reigning at your right hand forevermore. We honor that before you, before we bring our petition this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bring Eric and his wife and his entire family, his father and his wife before you. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would fill them with all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. That you would order their steps. Do not allow them to turn to the right or to the left without you guiding them right now, Lord. Father, we petition you this day that for the acts of rebellion that the wicked have done under the influence of the enemy, that they would be paid their wage in full before the end of the year in Jesus' name. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would order their steps, dispatch your holy warring angels of all ranking to divisions to surround and protect them, to make a hedge around them, that not one hair on their heads shall be harmed in Jesus' name. Father, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and call according to his purpose, and that this will ultimately work together for good in your plan, Father God, and they will be redeemed, they will be protected, Father God, and they will be placed in the position you have so ordained in this hour, Father God. We thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory as this plan unfolds and you reveal yourself to them more this year than you ever have before, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And all these people kept coming up to me saying, we never see these people who live in Batavia. We've never seen an eagle. People live there 30 years, 20 years, and they're going, it won't leave.
Wow.
And they went out there and they said the entire time that they were, Amanda was praying, it just showed up and circled. And as soon as the prayer was done, it took off.
Oh, that was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment. I was right there. The place was just filled with the Spirit of the Lord. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that takes you out of your fear to realize that we're on the right side of history. They're on the wrong side of history. Seeing the rise of authoritarian state coming against us, you know, against the former president, raiding his home. If he can do that to a former president, they can do that to anyone. They've been lying to us, gaslighting us, but people are waking up and God is with us. And that's a moment. I got so emotional watching that because that's a moment where God showed up and said, look, you're on the right side. Persist in your struggles. Join the battle. Wake up. Tell your friends. Do not comply with what's coming, because this digital currency, this centralization will destroy all of our freedoms. They will control us. They'll shut us off at the bank and at our cars. And it's over, ladies and gentlemen.
Not if we persist. And you're changing one mind at a time, one city at a time. The investment that you're making, I'm just so thrilled with. I've been hearing from people all over the country about your events, and I just want to say thank you on behalf of the people out here that are fighting the fight. You're doing
well. It is a crazy thing. I'll just say this, you know, for a guy like Dr. Meehan, I just want to talk about the sacrifice everyone makes. Okay, so sacrifice number one: all these speakers are coming to these events, and we let people name their price. So a lot of times when you go to like an RNC event or a big convention, a lot of times, you know, the speakers will get paid $10,000 and there'll be a kind of a cushy decor, you know, and it's sort of a conference and we're going to have a dinner the night before. And then this is more of like a raw, like improv, but there's no teleprompters. There's no bouginess. It's just fact driven. And so, you know, people name their price. And so people like Dr. Meehan they're not charging a speaking fee to come to these events. The second thing is my wife and I, you know, we'll put up this past event we just did. It set me back about $320,000. So that's how much money I put up. So it's like buying a house, you know, in like Oklahoma somewhere. And, you know, but you don't get to live in it. And it's more like a tent. And anyway, you buy it, you know, and I get there at 5 a.m. on the day of the event. I get there the day before. So the day before we get there at 5 a.m., we're setting up tents, sound system, speakers, security, porta potties. And it's from about 5 to 6 on day one. So we're talking about a 13-hour day one. And then day two, we start at 5 and we end at about 10 p.m. So you end up having these 18-hour days, 2 days in a row. And then people are saying to me, they go, man, I was doing the math, you know, and there's like 3,000 people and I bought my ticket for 50. How are you making any money? And I'm going, we're not. And they go, oh, wow, why are you doing? I said, we're trying to save America.
Yes.
And more and more people get it. And so, you know, it's kind of my way. My sacrifice is, you know, put the money up there, book the venue, and pray to the Lord above that he will fill it up with wonderful patriots that want to hear the truth. And then do every time media reaches out to me, I don't care if it's Rolling Stone or MSNBC or ABC, I do every interview they have, CNN, Newsmax, I do all of them every time, big or small. And sometimes they rip me, you know, Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel, yeah. He did a nice little story about me. I say nice, it wasn't nice, it wasn't little, but it was his opening monologue. But, you know, you just do it. And I think courage is contagious. And so if you're out there today and you're kind of in that, you're going, how do I prepare on a practical level? Meehan, you've got a 3-hour event coming up here next weekend. That's it's not a 2-day event. It's a 3-hour event. Very practical. What is that event?
Yeah. So it's the, don't be scared, be prepared event. We're just going to try to get people to the point where they're getting their health prepared for what is coming, that they're getting their finances, their food, their water, that they realize that we may be in this time of sorrows, Matthew 24, where it's going to be tough. They may be, you know, they may be calling an emergency, shutting down all the stores. We're already facing food shortages and so many other things that this cabal of Luciferian elite are kind of foisting upon us. So we're just trying to get everybody prepared. You can go to meehanmd.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N-M-D, like medical doctor.com. Sign up. You're going to learn a lot of stuff. Clay Clark's going to be there, make a guest appearance. But we're just, you know, and let me just say this. This guy, Clay Clark, is the real deal. I admire him more than just anybody that I've met in my entire life because he is tirelessly working. He's not doing this for money, ladies and gentlemen. He's doing this for the country, for the people. He is walking out Christ's example and loving everyone. He's just trying to save America, and he's doing a great job as he exposes the nightmarish frauds of Yuval Noah Harari and George Soros and all the rest. God bless you, Clay. I know God's with you, and he's giving you all this energy to do the work that you're doing, but you are crushing it.
Hey, real quick, I am getting my large people. A lot of our listeners have said, hey, when are you getting George Soros on a stick?
Yeah.
And I said, I'll get a George Soros on a stick. So I've got my George Soros on a stick coming soon here. But if you want your own deep state Luciferians on a stick, this is apparently something that people want. So soon we'll be adding this to the shopping cart because people want their favorite Luciferian deep state idiot on a stick. You can get your own right here. Right now we don't have them on sale, but people have been asking for the Soros, so I'm working on that.
I could put those. I could put that Fauci thing on them.
Now, Hackman, I had one more quick update before you have to hang up on me. You know, Trump's home was raided in Mar-a-Lago, and I thought, I wonder what judge, you know, would issue this warrant. And so I discovered that Judge Bruce Reinhart issued the warrant, and I thought, well, that's interesting because we've all gotten to be friends with Eric Trump, and we meet the Trump family and so many people close to the Trump family. And, you know, they seem to be on average very good people. It seems as though this warrant was very odd. And it was the first time in American history that a warrant was issued to search the home of a former president. And so I looked it up, and this guy, I want to play this brief audio. This is mind boggling. Watch this. Here we go.
Today, we're also finding out that the judge that signed the warrant for this unprecedented, very dangerous, politically partisan raid was also the lawyer for Jeffrey Epstein and his associates.
Of course he was. Of course.
The optics. I mean, golly. What
are they doing? So that's another win. Is that a win?
Yeah.
That's Captain Obvious right there. So Hackman, we've got two wins. And we got 2 points, and then the bad team has a point today. So I feel like it's two to one.
Yeah, good guys. We're always going to win.
But we're going to still fight. And Reinhart also had to recuse or felt he had to recuse himself in a civil case, Clinton or Trump versus Clinton. Yet he signed this warrant, and I've never seen that happen. So,
in closing, if you're out there listening today, and you go, hey, I want to wake my friends and family up. How can I do it? I'm going to give you a whole bunch of tools, and most of them are free. So one, I've got the Reawaken America Tour versus the Great Reset. And I just am documenting the research of you know, Dr. Meehan, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Madej, Bobby Kennedy Jr., General Flynn. I put it all on a, you know, Cash Patel. I take notes when they talk. I edit all the videos and put them up there. So I take notes. I put it all into a book so you can understand the Great Reset versus the Great Reawakening from a biblical perspective. So the first half of the book just breaks down all the facts, and you can see the dates and all the patents, and you can learn all that. But then when you go into the second half of the book, it's all the biblical scriptures that relate to what's happening. So this is, you can download this for free at time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com. Second, you can download the documentary called The Great Reawakening versus The Great Reset for free at time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com. Also, if you want to buy tickets, you can name your price. You just go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com. And again, we're going to Washington, Idaho in September. And then October, we're going to Pennsylvania. And people ask me, what is the future of the Tua? What is your plan? I don't have a plan. I wake up every morning at 3 and I say, is this a movie? And then I do. And then I do this. And then I ask God, I'm like, God, what can I do to save this nation? What can I do? You know, so that I write down what I believe to be what I'm supposed to do for the day, hoping that I'm being obedient to that. And so like yesterday, I called a friend of mine. I said, I feel like we need to get Robert Kiyosaki, the host of Rich Dad Poor Dad, on the show, because 12 of his last 15 shows have been about the Great Reset.
Interesting.
And I've never had this conversation. This is how God's working.
Yeah.
So I call this guy and he goes, oh, I know him very well. Let me get him on the phone. So that's what's happening. God's just opening doors right now.
Making connections.
And it's not a financially a viable strategy, but it is the best way to save America. And I just encourage everybody out there, just think about the founding fathers. They weren't out for the money. They were fighting for their freedom. And if you look at the apostles and the disciples of Jesus, they weren't seeking money. They were seeking sharing the love of Christ. We just all have to get recommitted, refocused, recalibrated today. But again, you can learn more at timetofreeamerica.com and MeehanMD.com.
Thank you both, Dr. Meehan and Clay Clark, of course. The links will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. Thanks for your time. I know you got a bolt. I know you got a tight schedule. Again, on behalf of Eric Tech, myself, Lady the Studio Dog, I appreciate all that you folks do. Appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. Take care. Right. Bye-bye.
Good night. All right, folks, that was Clay Clark and Dr. Meehan. Going to transfer right now, go right to, up next, Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. You're going to want to stay for this. You're going to want to stay for this and listen to this. With me right now, the one, the only, Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Folks, if you haven't done so already, the only reason I'm still alive right now is because of Health Masters. That's my view, okay? That's my opinion. I don't know. Something got a hold of me, man. And just really wreaked havoc with my system. But Health Masters, vitamin C, the immune support pack they have, all of their supplements are great. And I have to say, I really believe that the only reason I'm still sucking air right now is because of Health Masters. That's just my view. Right? The C, man, I'll tell you what. Makes a big difference. By the way, the food buckets, if you haven't, you can eat that for dinner tomorrow night, okay, if you want to. Bring a date. Fix a food bucket. Well, you know, fix a meal from a food bucket. Purple Sticks, man, I'll tell you what, they keep you going. A lot of great products. Go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. So with me, talk about that and also, events that are taking place. Austin Brower. Austin, how are you, sir?
Doug, I'm doing fantastic, and I'm glad to hear you're bouncing back and pushing back as always. I hope you'll be 100% next week, which I know you will, hammering the subs and getting some rest. But there's no doubt about it. There's a lot of stuff that's floating around right now. I've talked to doctors all across the country and even people that, you know, they're testing negative for COVID. There's a lot of grunges that are floating around. And I mean, and this is what they expected. Actual scientists that knew what was going to happen when you keep grossly injecting people with shot after shot after shot after shot. Not only are people's immune systems getting compromised, but also you've got all types of mutations of different viruses. And stuff keeps changing and and we don't even understand what's going to happen with this RNA gene therapy 5 years, 10 years down the line when these people keep getting injected. What we do know is that it's extremely dangerous. It's very, very deadly in some cases for some people. The VAERS reporting system has made it abundantly clear that the side effects from this shot are not known, as far as they're not okay. They were known. And it's interesting. I brought this up earlier in our show this week, and it was very troubling to me because we keep seeing more Pfizer documents being released every single month because of what happened with the federal judge, you guys remember, in January. And so they've been releasing these troves of documents still, and another one came out the end of last month in July. And it was very, very disturbing because it goes into detail that not only we knew from April that Pfizer actually had to come in and hire 1,800 more people to handle all the side effects and all the adverse events that were happening. Now we know that the documents released last month show that 44% of the women who were pregnant during the trial suffered miscarriages. Now, this is astronomical numbers in a clinical trial. There were 50 women in the clinical trial. 22 of them had spontaneous miscarriages throughout the clinical trial. Remember, this is only a three-month trial they did. It was not a long-term trial at all. Almost 50% when you're dealing with trial participants that would have that many miscarriages, under any circumstances, any clinical trial is going to get stopped. The mothers are going to call it out. They're going to say, okay, this obviously is okay. The problem with it was they kept everything compartmentalized and they trove the documents. They went in and basically skewed it. I read an article here and they were talking about it. Pfizer took the death of the babies whose spontaneous miscarriages happened and recategorized them as recovered resolved adverse events. In other words, if you lost your baby, it was categorized by Pfizer as a resolved adverse event, like you got a headache and you got better. And then they were dropping the female from the participant group because she was no longer, I guess, a viable participant because she wasn't pregnant after they pretty much murdered her baby. This is beyond, you know, unethical. This is downright criminal. And the disturbing part about this is the FDA had this data nearly a year and a half ago. They saw this, remember, before they gave this thing emergency approval. They saw this, and yet they still had the audacity to go lockstep with Linsky over the CDC and say, it's safe and effective for pregnant women. Women that are pregnant need to get their shot. I still remember seeing Walensky on television telling the American populace on CNN how every pregnant woman needs to go out and get her shot immediately for her protection and for the safety of the baby. Guys, 44% of the trial participants had miscarriages that were pregnant. That is an unheard of number in any trial. In any normal stance, you would say, this is absolutely insane. We're pulling pregnant women out of this trial. This is not okay. We can't keep injecting them with this gene therapy to see what's going to happen to their unborn child. But again, this was Pfizer. And then again, this is the FDA that approved it. So is it surprising? No. Is it horrific? Yes. Is it something that should be okay? Absolutely not. And then the disturbing part about this, to take it another step further, Doug, as we saw the CDC come out last week and tell everyone, oh, vaccinated and unvaccinated, there's no difference now. There's no more social distance guidelines. Basically, everything that we have said for the last 2.5 years, the CDC just came in and said, well, you guys are pretty much right. You know, this is an upper respiratory virus, and just live your life normally now, which I found to be very odd that the CDC flipped roles like this, considering the fact that the United States government just bought $3 billion worth of Pfizer injections for the bivalent injection for COVID that is not going to be required to show testing or clinical trials because the FDA already gave it approval and it gave the Pfizer company approval to go in and tweak and change the RNA gene therapy to fight whatever new variant was coming out. So now we got a shot that the government bought that the CDC and that basically is saying we don't need. Everybody's the same. Unvaccinated have immunity, vaccinated have immunity, which obviously that's a lie, but this is what they're telling everybody. Yet we're seeing the fact that they're still telling these kids they need to get injected when the majority of children already have natural immunity, ages 6 months to 4 years old now. According to the updated VAERS from last week, they added another 142 new cases. It is up to 829 severe adverse events in the VAERS reporting system for that age group. And Doug, it was just approved on June 29th. This is only like 6 weeks of VAERS reporting, and they're already at 829 severe adverse events. They only ended up with 1,800 trial participants when they tested it on these children for 2 months. So we're literally almost to the point where the half of the amount of kids that were even involved in the trial participants already have severe adverse events as far as when it comes to numbers. Again, this is unheard of record numbers right now. And I went through some of the VAERS listing, and it all comes down to brain, head injuries, pericarditis, hallucinations, anaphylactic shock, seizures, skin rashes, gastrointestinal injuries, hemorrhaging, and other serious conditions listed as side effects from the shot in being injected in these babies and toddlers. And it boggles me to no end how parents are actually voluntarily, willingly handing their children over to the sacrifice of the pharmaceutical bail that we call Pfizer now, and saying, hey, We know this shot's not safe. We know pregnant women were having miscarriage when they got it. We know there's 1.3 million adverse event cases in the VAERS reporting just in adults right now. But hey, we're going to let you experiment on our six-month-old child, and we'll see what happens. And I was reading some of the cases, and some of them are so disturbing. One kid basically got the shot at 6 months old. Then he got another five other shots, which I said that was going to happen. Kid ended up having fever for an entire week, in and out of the hospital. They're feeding him acetaminophen, Tylenol, like it's water, which, by the way, Tylenol is horrible for the liver, even worse for young developing children. And they can't figure out what's going on. And the doctor says, oh, well, you know, sometimes there's some mild side effects that occur when the child gets injected. 104 temperature for almost an entire week, lethargic, vomiting, hallucinations in this poor little child. Oh, that's fine. I think the child was, a year old. Excuse me, wasn't 6 months, it was a year old. And but Doug, this is going on right now, and nobody is wanting to talk about it. Mainstream media is dead silent. All they wanted to do is talk about their political theater. Nobody wants to bring this up except for a few alt media cases. And this is one of the biggest things people need to be talking about to protect these precious children that we're watching right now be experimented on in our very eyes. And there's debilitating side effects that are probably going to linger with these children the rest of their life. And yet, business as usual, don't talk about it. Nothing to see here. Stay quiet. It's gotten quite sick.
I want to know when these bastards are going to be put in jail. All right. You do that to a child who has no ability to say no, to fight back. And you create that situation for a toddler, or you cause the deaths of 22 out of 50 unborn children. Okay. Yep. Which, and who knows what's going to happen to the other 28. All right.
Yeah.
I want to know when these people are going to go to jail, because I'm tired of this. Well, you lied to us. We know they lied to us. Okay, it's a bunch of crap. So, okay, and everything is about control. Nothing is about health. So, it's, oh man, I tell you what, I'm so angry over this. They have destroyed not just the economy, not just the nation, not just trust, but they have destroyed lives. They have destroyed, they've killed people knowingly, have done this. And we're the majority of the population are just walking around, you know, carrying their balls, their golf balls, you know, basically, and tennis balls. You thought I was going somewhere else with that, didn't you? Anyway, but seriously, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I want to, I'm not afraid to say this. I want my pound of flesh. And maybe I'm not going to even say I'm sorry. I want my pound of flesh for this. I want the people who are responsible for this to go to jail. And by the way, I'm with Alex Jones too. If Donald Trump doesn't walk this back, you know, his support of these shots, of this injecticide, then what the F, okay? What's his problem, or what's his excuse? I'm done. You know, I'm so glad it's friggin' Friday. I'm so over this. I'm so over the fact that you know, we have big targets on our butts. Austin Brower, his dad, his family, they got targets on their backs because of their program. We've got targets on our backs because of our program. You know, 87,000 IRS agents out there now coming for us. You think they're going to go for the 1.8% who make, you know, the most money? No. They're going to come after us, and they're coming after us with lethal force. All right. So I am over this. And when I say we have targets on our backs, they want us shut down. All right. They want us out of the game. They want us to stop talking. But I don't want to go on a rant anymore. Go ahead, continue with all this, because I just, and when are people going to wake up? I, I,
I think that that's what we're kind of seeing now, Doug, is this transition to where we're realizing, and we saw a lot of this during COVID, there's a very, very large divide in the United States now. The United States is heavily divided, and you pretty much have two factions. You have the still patriot Americans that, for the most part, may not agree on everything, but for the most part, are on the same page with a lot of different topics. And then you have the hardcore leftists that are just engulfed in their own stupidity and in their own just moronic ideology and their communistic ideas that they really truly believe their ideas are way better than the constitutional values and the Bill of Rights and, you know, the patriot of ideas that we have had that made this country so great. And that's what we're seeing now. I mean, we saw FBI go raid a former president's house, that whole boondoggle now that's turning into. This is the same FBI that put out a bulletin last year stating that parents, they were going to school boards and discussing things like critical race theory, not wanting to be in schools and not want to have their children taught tranny ideologies, are now suddenly deemed domestic terrorists. And now I saw an article from Project Veritas just released, August 12th bulletin, Project Veritas released from the FBI, explains to law enforcement officials across the nation that the Mar-a-Lago raid has prompted calls for violence against federal law enforcement and government officials. The intent of the bulletin is to assist in, and I quote, effectively deterring, preventing, and preempting or responding to terrorist attacks against the United States. The recent developments, the brief states, the heightened threat since 2020 by domestic violent extremism, motivated by a range of ideologies who have grievances against a variety of targets, including law enforcement. The FBI and DHS has observed multiple increasing threats online since the raid on Trump's private home. And what's interesting about this is what you see happen in every single overthrow by communism, is they come in and they basically say, you can't say anything about what we're doing. It doesn't matter if we're raiding your house, stealing your stuff, shooting your dog, burning your house down, having our FBI sniper shoot your wife in the face with a 308 from 400 meters out while she's holding your baby. It doesn't matter what we do. If you say anything about it, you're automatically wrong and you're a terrorist now. That's where they're going with this. And so it's about time people get together and realize this is not a game to them. Like you said, the IRS, they're going to go after the restaurant owners. They're going to go after the small businesses. They're going to go after the private hardware stores. This is one giant attempt to ruin the entire country one last bit and extract their last pound of flesh out of the country. This is going to have to be met with force. And I'm not encouraging people to mean violence. I'm not stating that. But this is going to have to be forcefully pushed back again, or else these IRS, this whole thing is going to be used as a tool to cripple the entire United States community. They're not going after PepsiCo or Amazon. Right? If you try to audit PepsiCo or Amazon, you're going to get hit with like a 20-attorney team as soon as the IRS shows up. They have an entire legal department that is ready for this 24/7. What's the IRS going to do, come in and audit their books and get an extra couple $1 million out of PepsiCo? And spend months and months and months of resources trying to quell through all their documents? No. They're going to go to John Smith down the street that owns a pizzeria. They're going to come in there with 15 IRS agents because apparently they're going to have nothing else to do except figure out how to raid houses now from the training manual we've been seeing, how to breach homes. And, of course, you know, in their manual now for hiring, to carry a firearm and use deadly force. And what's going to happen is they're going to hire the dumbest, stupidest, ignorant, moronic people in society. They are. Yeah. And they're going to give them a badge and a gun, and they're going to say, you're the IRS now. You're on the good guys.
There was a, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but there was a training video that I saw. Yeah. I honest to God, I thought it was a joke. I really thought it was a joke, but it was an actual training video. And what I saw horrified me. If these are the caliber of people that they're going to give a gun to,
yep.
Good Lord, I'll tell you what, man.
Are you talking about the video with the fat dude in body armor and the guy and the girl falling with zero legitimate tactic training, just walking around like total thugs? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one. And apparently they were using, I don't know, prop gun or wood guns or whatever.
Or something.
Yeah, I mean, no trigger discipline. I mean, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start.
Mall cops. That's what they're going to do. They're going to take mall cops that have always dreamed to be in law enforcement but can never fit the mold because they're either too stupid or too inadequate to get in law enforcement. And they're going to take these guys, these mall cops, and they're going to say, we're hiring you for IRS. You're going to make a difference. Hey, see that house over there? He is short $500 on his taxes. You need to go over there, knock on that door, and demand he pay the money, or else you guys are going to raid his home and take his stuff. And the morons are going to do it. And they do it enough, they're eventually going to get shot in the face when they do it to the wrong house. Because you can't start going in and barging into people's houses unannounced. And this is what they're planning on doing. They're building their own little Gestapo army force. It's going to do basically shakedowns. It's going to be like the mob. They're going to come in and say, okay, we looked at your books now. We've audited you. We've decided that you owe us more money because we deemed it so. It doesn't even matter what it is. It doesn't even matter if it's legitimate. Now you got to get an attorney. You got to do all this stuff. It's a lot of people are just going to say, dude, I'll just pay the $4,000 or $5,000. Just be done with it. Just take the money and shut up and leave me alone. And that's what they're going to do. And what's crazy about this is the FBI is now saying anybody that basically doesn't go along with the FBI's moronic behavior, well, you're a terrorist too. And you're a terrorist. You're a terrorist. You're a terrorist. You're kind of cool because you go along with us. You're a terrorist. It's like they're just – that's the new term now, domestic violent extremism, which is what the term always has been with Homeland Security, with domestic terrorism. And what's wild about this whole thing is that they're doing it right in front of us, and our do-nothing Congress is sitting there. Our do-nothing Senate is sitting there. Majority of them aren't even addressing a lot of this stuff. There's only a couple that have said anything about it. Why? Because they're all bought and paid for. And that's why I said it. This election in the fall – if we can actually keep this legitimate and maintain some election integrity the best we can, this is going to have to be a big turning point to get a lot of these clowns out of office and change this tide over and get some people that are representing the people by the people. This collective ideology that these communists have and that the communist, you know, Congress and Senate have, this is a fringe idea. This is not the norm. This is not the main values of the United States. These are fringe groups that are very small. They're like a cancer, though, and they spread it and they indoctrinate more children and they indoctrinate more children and more children. And it's like cancer. This is why they're pushing so hard on the school board. I had this giant discussion with my wife last night because the school board in Polk County is getting voted on Tuesday, and we're doing a huge push down here. I'm talking, I want everybody out. If you're not completely and totally for personal liberty and the Constitution, you need to leave. You do not need to be on the Polk County School Board. You can kick rocks and go do something else. Not be around here and try to indoctrinate these children. I dealt with these guys firsthand, fighting them at their group with the mask mandates and dozens of other moms, me and Ted were there in that video. And what's interesting about it is now a couple of these hardcore Marxist women, just total pieces of garbage that are on the school board, they have now been, there's been this emboldened fight on Facebook now that's been going on. And my wife was showing me last night and was getting irritated because these ladies that are in their positions of power that don't want to get thrown off, they're coming out now and telling everybody that you don't need to be voting if you don't have a kid in the school system, or if you're homeschooling your kid, you don't have a right to come out and vote. Not kidding. This is literally what they're trying to push on Facebook now, because there's been numerous groups like Moms for America, the co-op school system that I'm in, the homeschool group that I'm in, and multiple other ones that have been massively, massively targeting these people on the school board. And they don't like it. They got exposed. Ted called them out for the Marxists they are. They're hardcore communists. They're wanting to push this tranny ideology on the kids. Want to tell five-year-olds if you want to be a boy or a girl, you can switch it up anytime. They want to teach them this critical race theory, which literally tells you you're a racist just by the color of your skin. Doesn't matter what you do or how you act. You're inherently racist for being born. They have all this moronic common core stuff they teach them, their kids now and there, and they've been indoctrinating them. And this is how I thought about it the other day. This is how they're doing it. They're using the kids to spread their cancer. And the problem with it is if we don't do something, they're going to keep spreading it. They're not going to stop. These guys are in it to win it. And this school board now has gotten so mad. I was looking at some of this stuff and I was talking to Lana. they're mad. They cannot. Nobody has a right to come in and be voting for us if your kid's not in here. You're homeschooling. Contraire.
Are you paying taxes?
Exactly what I said. I said, okay, fair enough. Every single person that does not have a child in the school system or is single and does not have a child or has their kids in homeschool, we all would like a big, giant, multi-million-dollar refund for the property taxes we paid in last year. I'd like to get the money back, please, now, because what you're saying is completely unconstitutional and does not go along with the Republic at all. Saying we don't have a right to vote because my kids are homeschooled, I would love my kids to be able to be in a public education that's really clean, really classy, really helpful, teaching them real things, real skills, not indoctrinating them with tranny ideology. But I can't put them in school because I know too much, I've been involved in too much, and I've seen too much. So I'm having to opt for a homeschool co-op that I'm going to have to pay for out of my pocket and working with all these other parents with their kids go and paying teachers and stuff that are retired to work with the kids. And they're doing a great job. They love it. School just started back. But I thought it was so funny how it's, again, that typical communist ideology. You can't say anything about what I'm doing. If you disagree with me, you have to shut up while I run my mouth and do anything I want to your children and other people's children. And you have to like it because I said so. Answer is, how about no? You're getting booted out on Tuesday. You get to walk home. Nobody cares about you. Go back to a communist country that'll accept you. Because the United States and Central Florida, we don't want any of that here anymore, Doug. None.
Amen. You know, amen to that. And there is so much child abuse. In my view, child abuse, what amounts to child abuse in the school system, whether it is critical race theory, that Marxist platform, or the quiet gender, hey, we won't tell mom and dad the pronouns that we share. I mean, all of this is horse pucky, and I'm tired of it. Okay, but before I go any further, seriously, folks, I am getting better, and it's because of healthmasters.com. Now, I will say this. I know. Folks, you can go out to, your pharmacy and buy whatever's on the shelf, okay, in terms of supplements. But I'm telling you right now, there's a big difference between what I take. And I mean, I take a lot. I this is just some of what I take, okay? I mean, on a daily basis. And you might say, well, you should be feeling 100%. Well, hey, look, things get through, right? But plus, I was a little bad. I wasn't keeping up 100% but I'm going to tell you right now, you can go to Walmart, you can go to your pharmacy, you can go wherever, but until you really feel the difference between this and the other product, I can't explain it to you. I can tell you this, okay? I know a lot of people today, because of money is tight, everything's going up, gas, food, everything. You kind of say, this month I'll skip and go a cheaper route. Don't do that to yourself. Of all the things you need to take care of your body first. So that's why Health Masters is choice number one in my view. Healthmasters.com. Please, folks, don't skimp on that. Please don't. Health Masters, they've got the best, in my view, the best supplements on the planet. That's healthmasters.com. You can even buy turmeric there. They've got, in fact, I just did that. Just got renewed on turmeric. And that's really great for joints, by the way, right here. Great for joints as well as controlling blood sugar. So I'm telling you right now, you need to do that. That's healthmasters.com. Coupon code HR5, I believe, right?
Active, yep. I'll activate it tonight, Doug. That way everybody can activate that coupon.
Okay, sounds good.
And the turmeric's incredible. The turmeric force that we have, we also have the metabolic health, which is the turmeric and black seed oil combined. Turmeric is crucial for blood sugar, really helps out blood sugar, and it's very good for the liver. It protects the liver, helps it detoxify the liver, and reducing inflammation throughout the entire body. When you start having inflammation build up, this is one of the things that starts causing with arthritis and stuff like that. It doesn't just start out of nowhere. it's an inflammation problem that starts occurring throughout the whole body. You start having inflammation in organs, you start having inflammation in joints, and it spreads the more the inflammation spreads, as far as the more inflammation you get in your body. This is why it's crucial to get it under control. That's why, if you know, sometimes you'll wake up and like your joints are stiff, your shoulders are stiff, and you're like, ah, you know, I'll usually go and I'll pop like 4 turmeric right out of the gate and then drink a protein shake. And it works great. And it's a great, great alternative to turmeric forces to taking like ibuprofen or something like that. Ibuprofen is really hard on the kidneys. You know, it's something you really don't want to be taking on a regular basis at all. This is an absolute emergency. You need to take it. Turmeric really acts as a natural one. And we also have the joint relief formula, which also has a plethora of different ingredients in it that really couple good with the turmeric to reduce inflammation in the joints, the knees, the elbows, all over the place, and really help out, especially if you're exercising a lot and you're staying really active and your joints are just talking to you now. That really helps out a lot as well. So I'm glad you brought that up, because you had the turmeric. Turmeric's a staple with me every day as well, Doug.
Yeah, you know, there's, I mean, my wife loves it because she's got arthritis. So she loves the turmeric. It does help her a lot. She used to take a ton of ibuprofen, and it was really rough on her system. This has done a better job and is better for her system. So that's great. Again, healthmasters.com, folks. I would consider it a personal favor if you did order now from healthmasters.com, because, again, we don't know how long things are going to last. We don't know how long the shipping is going to be around. So please take advantage of that right now. But, you know, getting back to some of the topics, I was reading a lot, and I had quoted something from a very popular website because of the volatility. I'm not going to name that website, but you know which website I'm talking about, the people I'm talking to. I'm sure you do. But the article or the comment started out by saying this: "Sorry, forgiveness is for the next generation. We need to destroy who carried out this abuse." And of course, the abuse is what you were talking about with the shots and with the isolation. And think about how many people were pushed into nursing homes that died as a result of that. By the way, I got a phone call from a great friend, a great doctor friend, who said this, and this ought to chap your hide, okay? The one hospital in the middle of the country, 44-year-old woman received her first injection for COVID, got really, really sick with heart problems. In fact, her heart was like performing at a very just above life level, okay? She needed a heart transplant as a result of the injection. You know, they would not put her on the transplant list at 44 years old, a woman who was absolutely in stellar health before that she received the injection. The only difference here is that injection. They would not put her on the transplant list until and unless she got her booster that put her in that condition.
My goodness.
Doug. Okay. And the doctor I was speaking to, he didn't really even need a phone to talk to me. I could have heard him from, you know, 1,200 miles away. Okay. I mean, he was just livid about this. But again, this goes back to this issue of who we're fighting. And you know, our parents having been forced to die alone in isolation, children wearing masks. I had a meeting with my accountant last week. Maybe that's what this is all. Anyway, that's where I went. Anyway, sorry about that. He said, you know, we wore masks around here. And of course, you gotta understand, they're all, you know, they're all shotted up and vaxxed up, right? But they wore masks 8 hours, 10 hours a day, so they could stay open pursuant to the guidelines. And he said, yeah, I had to go to the dermatologist, had a sore that turned into, I can't remember what he called it, but it was from the mask. It created a bacterial yucky thing on his face. It looked like, actually, when I looked at him, I thought he got shot, you know, because, you know, this after scar stuff going on there. So he's going to need some cosmetic surgery. So, but we, again, I don't, people want forgiveness for this. I don't even think they do, but if they did, no, I can't, I don't possess that capacity for that kind of forgiveness. So I'm just very upset about all of this, and I'm waiting for the consequences. But I want to see, and I know that we're waking people up. I know people are starting to wake up, but I want more than that, Austin. I really do. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's the wrong way to feel. I don't know.
No, well, you're spot on with that, Doug. The thing about it is there will be no forgiveness on this topic, and I will not forgive anybody on it because it is not. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't an accident. It's not something they're coming out now and saying, listen, we totally screwed up. They're still telling children right now to go and get the shot, 6-month-old to 4-year-olds. They're still telling people we have the 5th booster round showing up now in September. In 2 weeks, the FDA is going to have it ready to go with Pfizer. You need to get your shot. They're still pushing the narrative that's killing everyone right now and blowing the VAERS report through the roof that you see what's happening with the shot, and yet people still get it. People still want to get it. It's like they're so trained by the TV, and that's what a lot of this is. Almost all of this is brain entrainment through the TV model. You would have never, never been able to get away with this in any other facet without having the media widely available with propaganda, because the media, the television, is what fomented most of this. That's why they kept telling everybody, you've got to wear a mask, you've got to wear a mask, you've got to wear a mask. I remember I told everybody from the very beginning, we were on the show here, I said, mask doesn't do anything. That's already been proven. I said, the mask is there to show your compliance, show your submission. I said, and to remind you of COVID. If people weren't wearing a mask and people knew there was an upper respiratory virus out there, if you got sick, you should probably stay home and hammer the vitamins and vitamin C and D3 and rest. And, you know, 4, 5, 6 days, you'll start to bounce out of it. It would have gone on like the flu season does every year. You don't see people running around wearing masks, social distancing, shutting down their business during flu season. Flu season can be very detrimental to some people that are obese or unhealthy. They don't take care of their bodies. And flu gets you too. But it was, again, to remind everybody of COVID. Be reminded. And the dermatologist, I talked to a dermatologist over lately, ways back. And he said, bro, it's like the cases that I've seen over the last 2 years of girls coming in and guys coming in with all types of cystic acne on their face, all types of issues with their lips and everything. He said, because these people, and he wasn't about masks at all. I was like, why are they still doing it? He's like, dude, because they're trained. They're trained like dogs, literally like Pavlovian dogs. They're trained to keep that on. The other day, I saw a lady that was in a little motor scooter. She's real obese. And she was riding down the sidewalk in her little motor scooter. I mean, just going down there, bouncing all around, probably 350, 400 pounds, bouncing down the sidewalk. And she was wearing a mask and on her motor scooter on the sidewalk by herself. And I looked at her and I looked the other way and I looked at her again and I was like, I don't even know really what to say about what I just witnessed right now. I said, I don't even really know what to say. I said, you're so obese, you have to ride around in a motor scooter because probably the hips and knees are shot. And you're wearing a mask while you're outside by yourself getting fresh air because I guess the COVID bug is going to fly off the railroad tracks and get you. And again, I can guarantee you with 100% certainty she's gotten the shots. Guarantee you, put any amount of money on it. Guarantee you she sits at home and eats and stuffs her face while she watches CNN and raises her hand. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? I need to get my next 5th booster. And people are trained. But that can't be the norm. And it's not. Majority of people have started to wake up now. Those people like that, I don't want to say a term like lost cause because God made everybody in, you know, his image. But I'm going to say there's nothing you're going to do to change her mind or change her life.
I can kind of see that, But okay, let's kind of, because you were, let me take it one step in the more bizarre direction. This monkeypox stuff that's going around. Okay. it came out yesterday. The director, let me get this right because I don't want to be accused here. Duke University nursing dean. Okay. So it would be the director of nursing for Duke University about monkeypox came out and said this. Oh man, my head's okay. Abstaining from homosexual sex is not a realistic option for monkeypox, despite. hold on. It gets worse. Despite the fact that monkeypox epidemic is primarily spread through close contact, including bodily fluids. And to make matters worse, we have to look at the human to animal component here, because in the article by Valiant News, I don't even know where to go with this, but I said this. Valiant News reported this week that a dog who tested positive for monkeypox in France may be the first evidence of human to animal transmission of the disease. The owner of the dog, a gay couple, okay, aged 44 and 27, who are non-exclusive partners, reported to, and I quote, co-sleeping with the animal who suffers from anal and genital monkeypox sores. And I can't go on. But see, but here's the thing. Okay, so you know what? I'm gonna have a nervous breakdown. Okay, so you got this.
Poor dog. Poor dog.
The animal abuse. I mean, seriously, animal. You think the dog likes that? What's wrong with you?
I'm so sick.
Oh my gosh. So, I mean, you know, you do that to my dog, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah.
Okay. I catch you with my dog, I'm going to shoot you. But we're not allowed to, say, look, you ought to refrain from having butt sex together to stop the spread of monkeypox. We have to go in a different direction, but yet make sure you vaccinate, in their words, your 6-month-old against the coronavirus.
Again,
these people, I'm done.
That right there, Doug, show you. She blatantly starts out saying it's not realistic to tell people to refrain from homosexual engagements, because 95% of the people that are catching monkeypox, per the CDC, 95% are homosexual males. So wouldn't you think, if this being spread by this specific demographic, it would probably be wise to say, guys, no, you know what? Stop doing your gay hanky-panky for a bit. Let this stuff calm down. Let it clear out with the virus. And then you can go back on with your disgusting degenerate behavior. But it's crazy to me, Doug, and this got me, because I've seen multiple articles out of the site now, because they don't want to offend anybody. We don't want to tell you not to go have your homosexual relations. You just need to get your smallpox vaccine, and then you should be able to go back to do this again. But yet they're saying 2 years ago, you couldn't go to church, Doug. You're not allowed to go to church. If you go to church, we're going to arrest you, which they did in Tampa to a pastor down here. He kept having services, and they arrested him.
Ronnie Aaron Brown, right?
Yeah, and people were getting fined in Alabama and Mississippi for going to outside church services in the parking lot and listening to the pastor on the radio while he had a sermon, and cops were walking up and knocking on their window and issuing them citations for breaking quarantine or breaking curfew or whatever mandate they had. You remember that? But yet, you can't say anything to the queer boys about molesting each other and spreading monkeypox because, well, that would be offensive. I mean, golly, the contradictory here is sick. And then, like you said, then they're telling kids, parents, they have these little kids. Hey, by the way, you need to go get this experimental RNA injection, three of them, by the way, injected into your little bodies because, you know, there's a virus floating around that has a 99.99997% survivability rate. This age group was virtually unheard of. Any children actually dying that were healthy from COVID, not with COVID, from COVID. And yet they're still rolling this out. And there's another one rolling out. And I'm like you, Doug. There's no apology for this. There will be no forgiveness. This is something, this is intentional. They're doing this intentionally. They're pushing it intentionally, and they're not going to stop. And there has to be some accountability for this. And I mean, we bring it up on the show a lot. We talk about it in detail, but we're going to reach a point to where we're going to have to get enough people together in unison to stand up and say, you know, this isn't okay. You know, the adults, you know what? People got free will. If they decide they want to get shot up with RNA gene therapy, that's their choice. If they're that stupid, right. Then, you know, I can't say much about it. But to these little kids, Doug, when it comes to kids, I'm real funny about this stuff. I mean, I watch my kids like a hawk when I'm out in public. If I got friends with kids with me, I'm watching other people's kids. I treat them just like my own kids. I don't play games. And to think that people are going in and taking these kids with this sick shot, it boggles my mind. And there is going to be some accountability for this at some point, Doug. We cannot stand by idly and not hold these guys accountable. That's why I've been so vocal about talking about it everywhere I go, on all the shows I'm on, everywhere. Because people that are ignorant at least have a right to the information to make their own decision and not just blindly do this to these young kids. Because I guarantee you, it's going to come out in the next couple of years. This is going to be one of the biggest travesties we ever did on the face of the earth. Not just the parents doing it to themselves, but allowing these young children to get this experimental shot. And of course, they'll cover it up. They'll try to make sure nobody talks about it. But that is going to be our duty as patriot Americans to keep bringing it up and keep educating more people about it so they don't continue to take their children and basically sacrifice them on the pharmaceutical altar to Baal. That's my opinion. That's the best we can do right now.
Why aren't we seeing the same reaction? I don't even know how to ask this. You would know the answer to this more than I would. Why, like in the clinical trials that the FDA lied to us about or kept from us for a year, why did 28 pregnant women not have the same reaction as 22 did, 44%? Why was there only half that? And the same with children. And the same with, well, there was a Florida International University football star. What's his name? Luke Knox, 22 years old, that died suddenly. You know, now, of course, we no cause of death mentioned. But why the difference in reaction? I mean, I know I've asked that question before, but what are your thoughts?
There's innate placebo batches. This is my personal opinion, and I have documented some of the research. I've talked to other doctors who have also looked at this. There's a website called howbadismybatch.com. You can go online and look it up. You can type in your batch number that you may have had if you did happen to get this shot, and you can look up the side effects that are associated in the other people that have had side effects with this batch. This is becoming huge. Nobody's talking about it in mainstream media. How Bad Is My Batch clearly shows us there were certain serialized batch numbers that had it upwards of 95 to 98% severe adverse event reports on everybody, meaning 95% of the people who got the shot had severe adverse events. Most of those batches that had the severe adverse events, those are also where most of the deaths are found from the COVID shot in those batches. If you look at some of the batches, there's virtually no side effects at all. You can go and look at it, and there's like, you'll have like, four or five people said they have a sore arm after they got it. It's virtually none. What I personally believe is I think they use different batches. It's placebo groups that continue to tell people that they did not, that they're all the same. I think they did a giant experiment on the population. It's highly likely the pregnant women that were in this clinical trial, because they don't designate this as far as it would have been super easy to skew the numbers as they already did. They could easily have gone in and given a lot of these women half and half, basically the shot, and other ones got saline solution. And the ones that had spontaneous abortions, basically they have the shot, the real shot. I personally think this stuff is so toxic to the human body and what it does to the cardiovascular system. This is why we have seen now thousands and thousands and thousands of cases all across the country where women have been pregnant, healthy pregnancies, and they get the shot and boom, all of a sudden they have a spontaneous miscarriage. This isn't random. This is definitely happening because of the injection. You can put 1 + 1 = 2 and it makes 2 every time. It's happening right now, and this is why I brought it up so succinctly. And after this new Pfizer document batch came out the end of last month, it was even more disturbing to see they knew about it. They covered it up by trying to say recovered from adverse events, meaning after the baby was gone, they basically put it down as like a headache. And then they turned around and the FDA saw the same information, and they approved this and said pregnant women need to go get the shot. This isn't accidental. This wasn't a whoopsie. This was complicit murder. They knew what they were doing with this. This is criminal at the highest levels. This cannot go unpunished. And that's why the more people we bring up and we wake up and we talk to about it, the more data we get out there, the more evidence we keep building a case against these guys, that eventually it has to come to light globally to show what really was done with this. And the sad part about it is by the time that time comes, there's going to be a lot of people that die. And that's, as sad as it is, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, even the doctors in the greater Toronto area, that number is increasing. Doctors elsewhere, it just blows my mind that such intelligent people have such faith in institutions. It just blows my mind. Kate Daly, I don't know how many people know her. She's a friend of mine, friend of the program. She's been on our show a couple of times. She hosted InfoWars, the fourth hour. She was talking about the Rockefeller clinics and in poliomyelitis, I believe it is, and how all that began and how everything from that was fraudulent. We're presented as facts, but based on fraudulent data. So, I mean, it was just absolutely incredible to hear. But I think you're right. I mean, I think that we're looking at a lot more deaths coming up here, which, by the way, folks, we don't want you to die. I can't afford to lose listeners and viewers. Make sure you stock up on healthmasters.com. Don't go. Look, I know money's tight. I know that that Health Masters may be a buck or two more than what you're paying for now. Do me a favor, switch to Health Masters. If you're not taking Health Masters, start doing it now. Look, I don't know who I'm talking to, but I can guarantee you. I can guarantee you somebody saw Austin on this show during the height of the pandemic, if that's what you want to call it. And I know that they ordered. I know you ordered. I know you did. I know who you are. I really don't. But I suspect that you have. And you probably haven't ordered since. My question to you is, why not? So if that matches you, make it a point now to reorder again. Healthmasters.com. Get your ultimate multiple. I just took it when you were talking. Ultimate multiple. I took some vitamin C when you were talking. I took some zinc, D3, K2, a bunch of stuff. Folks, you can do it too. Coupon code HR5 for 5% off the non-saleable items. That's healthmasters.com. Go ahead, sir. Whatever.
And Austin will tell you, it's so important to keep your body primed.
That's it.
So that when you do get sick, that's when you megadose.
Yes, Eric's spot on that. I've had this conversation with a lot of customers that have had this kind of concept where it's like, oh, if I start getting sick, I'm going to order a bottle of vitamin C. Well, obviously that's better than nothing. But what people fail to realize is once your body starts showing symptoms, you already have the virus well in your body. If your body doesn't have elevated levels of D3, if it doesn't have good blood saturation of vitamin C and zinc, taking those supplements will help, but it's not going to have near the effect that it could have if your body's primed up and loaded up with high quality nutrients running through your bloodstream all day long. So when the virus does get in you and you do get exposed to it, the body goes, dude, I got ammunition loaded up. It's kind of the concept if you're in trench warfare and, you know, you're manning basically, you know, M60 or, you know, 240 Bravo, and you've got the gun there, you've got it loaded up, you've got it, you know, basically on a base tripod, but you have no ammunition for it. Well, it looks good. It'll function good. It can do a lot of things, but there's no ammo. The ammo is the supplements to feed your body the gun to continue to make it run and run and run and run. And if you feed it the right supplements, it'll keep running forever. You do a barrel change every now and then and you keep it running. And so that's what I've continued to tell people is it's so important to keep your health on a regular standpoint and not, okay, well, I'm just going to take some here and there when I feel like it. Make it habitual. That way your body stays ready to fight off anything they throw at us. And the same thing with your kids. That's why I put together the kids pack for school right now. Super simple, super easy, tastes great. We have the strawberry cod liver oil and we have the ultimate multiple chewable. My kids take it every single day, both of those products, a little half a teaspoon of the cod and the ultimate multiple chewables. Adults can take the exact same product. I've taken it from the kids for it. I'm like, get low. I'm like, hey, I'm stealing some of your cod. And the omega-3 fats with the DHA is super good for overall brain health, especially as they're starting back school right now. And the ultimate multiple chewable has everything in it. If you're talking about a baseline product structure that you want to keep something simple for your kids, that's it right there to the highest degree. You got vitamin C, you got D3, you got B12, you got everything in those chewable. Now, can you go up higher and do higher doses of vitamin C with the kids if they're starting to get a little run down? Absolutely. But these two right here is exactly what Eric just talked about. Keeps the kids prime, keeps them healthy, keeps their brain running sharp, and keeps them rolling like they need to. Because I've seen a lot of times with children that are suffering with issues of alleged ADHD, which that's actually a very, very rare thing to have. A lot of kids are just hyperactive or they're very, very, they have a very big mindset. They have a big imagination. They have a lot of energy and they simply have a hard time focusing and sitting still. The key is not to give them Adderall or Ritalin. The key is to give them proper nutrients that helps their body function. Omega-3 fats, DHA, actually does a really, really good job. The other thing, too, to keep your kids more controlled is keep them off the food coloring. Food coloring is detrimental to children. I've literally watched my children personally when they've got exposed to before it's something that I didn't let them have. This example was a birthday cake a little ways back there at a birthday party, and they had this big fancy cake and had this blue icing. Well, I had already told him, I was like, don't eat the icing. So you can have the cake, just scrape that blue dye off of there. Well, I'm in the kitchen talking to a couple of my friends over there. The kids are eating cake. And sure enough, I go over there and Hunter's face is blue icing all over his face, blue icing all over the plate, shoving the cake down. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, whatever. I mean, you ate it now. And so I wipe his face off and I noticed a marked deterioration in his attitude. Very moody, horrible mood swings, getting all upset, crying for no reason later on. And some people say, oh, well, he was just tired. He could have been just tired. But I've seen this happen in multiple children where we have marked mood behaviors, changes when they have these food colors. Because remember, these are petroleum byproducts, man, to make this food color. This stuff is super synthetic and toxic. That's why a lot of people, they're straight allergic to Red 40, including myself. I'll start breaking out and get blotches and hives if I get exposed to Red 40 and my throat will tighten up. Every single time I get exposed to Red 40, I'll feel my throat tighten up. A while back ago, I went and drank up this years back. It was probably 2012, 2013, before I knew. And I was at Chick-fil-A and I got one of their chocolate milkshakes. I'm like, you know what? I want to get a milkshake. I got one of their chocolate milkshakes and I was about halfway done with it. And I noticed my throat was getting tight. And I was like, why does my throat get tight? I'm eating a chocolate milkshake. And I went up to the front. And I said, hey, do you guys have a menu? And they said, yeah, we can pull it up on your phone. They gave me this little scan thing. So I pulled up on my phone. Sure enough, a chocolate milkshake, which you'd think it would be like ice cream and chocolate syrup. No. Chick-fil-A had to dump Red 40 in it to make sure it had a nice brown color because apparently chocolate doesn't make milkshakes brown enough. You got to add a Red 40 to it. I threw it away. I complained profusely. And I said, well, this is the last time I'm ever going to drink one of these shakes here ever again. This is embarrassing. The Chick-fil-A would have chocolate milkshake with Red 40. And I'm not just doing the pick on Chick-fil-A. What I'm saying is, be cautious of what you put into your kid's body, especially if you're working on behavioral issues and you're trying to keep them focused in areas. Cod liver oil with the DHA, the ultimate multiple chewable, those two right there I have seen work wonders with young children, especially when they get back at school and they actually have to start focusing and doing stuff, though.
Yeah, I can't see anything good happening with or from food coloring. Maybe that's why Eric's birthday, we got him a blue and red birthday or cake with blue and red frosting. Maybe that was your problem the next day, Eric the Tech. That was, I'm sure. But anyway, yeah, you know, what we put in our bodies, we have to be very, very careful about, because the nutrients right now, and by the way, this anti-beef or anti-meat push, how they are pushing this plant-based burgers and meat, yeah, and all this. I mean, my goodness, how far we've fallen away from what God has given us naturally to eat. And that's one thing that I refuse to eat, like stuff in high in nitrates, like lunch meat. I try to stay away from all that. Because, man, I'll tell you what. And I'll tell you what, I lost a lot of weight, not only just because of a jaw injury, but because of eating differently and eating properly. And I feel a lot better. Don't sound it, but I feel a lot better. So
you're spot on, Doug. It absolutely is crucial to put the right nutrients in your body to keep yourself mentally and physically strong. Because as I said many a times, we're all getting called up for something very important right now. There's a lot of us that are involved in things that are trying to make stuff happen behind the scenes. We're having to get directly involved in. And it's our responsibility to be mentally and physically fit and strong for everyone around us. You're only as strong as your weakest link. And if we're all trying to make a difference, if we're all trying to get proactive, if we're all trying to get involved with stuff locally, but then you got people you're relying on that just, oh man, I can't get off the couch today. I feel like crap. I ate too many Pringles and diet sodas. Wah. It's like, dude, I was relying on you, man. I need backup. I need your help. Well, okay. You can't let your friends down. You can't let your people down you're working with. And so that's so important right now. Just keep your body, keep your mind, keep everything strong, and continue to take care of yourself and keep your immune system stocked up and primed up for anything that we might be getting exposed to in the near future, though.
Amen, brother. I'm going to put you on the spot with 3 minutes left to go. Your predictions of things that are going to happen within the next week or so, between now and the time we get together next week, so August 19th through the 26th, any thoughts on what next holy cow moment we're going to see?
Well, I definitely think that, you know, the market's contracting overall. Housing market's starting to cool down and drop off a lot. People need to be very aware of what they're putting their money into right now. Invest in good quality stuff that's going to last, like your body. And don't be blowing money on stuff you don't need right now, like going out and spending tons of money on a dinner and restaurant that you don't need to be eating at. Be cautious with your money. And I do think personally we need to be also cautious that I think there's going to be a false flag lined up with either some type of shooting and event that occurs, because you see those things start to happen in groups. It's funny, well, not funny, but we saw these school shootings that happened, and so they were back to back to back right when they had legislation that they were going to pass with the red flag gun laws federally. Then all of a sudden, we don't hear anything. Well, school's starting up now. There's more than likely going to be something that's going to start getting ready to happen. Not that I want it to happen, but be aware of it and be very wary on who they blame and what they try to do right now, because the FBI is priming the pot to try to make sure they have everybody to blame. And that's going to be the patriots that aren't going along with what they want us to go along with, which is their communist indoctrination. So be aware of that. But I definitely think something as far as the false flag event, and there's definitely something in the works that they're getting ready for at the beginning of September to get this shot rolled out. They have to do a huge push to get people to actually want to take this shot. So I think there's something else primed up as far as with a virus headed our way before midterms.
Wow. I can't say I disagree with any of that, because I don't. I agree with you 100%. Watch for those false flags. Absolutely watch. And you know what? Go with the 24-hour rule before you really react to anything in terms of, you know, what you believe. Look into it. Let it play out for about 24 hours. Awesome, brother. Thank you very much. And folks, again, Health Masters, you got to go there. And right now, HR5 is the coupon code, healthmasters.com. And I know I'm talking to you. If you got a product during the lockdown pandemic because you thought you might need it, but that's the last time you order again and do it right this time. Not that you didn't do it last time, but make sure you get Ultimate Multiple Vitamin C, and of course the zinc, and the D3K2, and all of their great products. Austin, thank you so very much. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, brother. All right. That'll do it for me, folks. I'll tell you what, it's been one of those weeks, right? It's been one of those weeks, but we made it through it. Going to come back strong next week. Got a lot of great stuff planned for you. Watch Hagman Report this weekend. I know I say that. You might, but seriously, watch it. I'm working on a couple of projects I want to roll out. Hopefully, I can get that done this weekend. Folks, God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for your belief and support. Have a great night and have a great weekend.